This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Metroplex. In case you did not know, we are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Here on Sean and RJ, we got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, and maybe the Cowboys aren't as undefeated as America's team as we thought, as Fox and old Tom Brady. It wasn't really Tom Brady, but old Fox said we wanted less Cowboys on our schedule.
Yeah, this is a little little weird.
Point? We've always heard they're the number one draw, and we know they're the number one draw. Well, Awful Announcing had a piece up yesterday where they were covering, I guess it was actually Richard Deitch at The Athletic. They were covering what he had written. He had done something on the schedule release, and he had spoken to Fox Sports executive Michael Mulvihill.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, Michael Mulvihill. And they asked him about the Cowboys games and the fact that they've only got three games that are 325 kickoffs for the Cowboys on Fox this year. And he said, of our 425 games, Eastern obviously, only three of them are Dallas Cowboys games. He said, in other years, we've gone looking for five or six Dallas games at 425. What we wanted for this year was more AFC, more Philly, but also more Detroit and a little more Washington to try to capitalize on the Jaden Daniels story. I think we have a better mix of teams than we've had in the past. Sometimes we've heard exasperation from fans that the Fox 425 game is always the Cowboys. It's still going to be the Cowboys sometimes this year, but you'll see a little bit more variety in terms of our top teams in our 425 window. So Fox is saying, you know what? We'd like a little bit more variety. We don't just need to max out our Cowboys options this year.
And I get it. You know, I do wonder when Greg Olsen or Troy Aikman are doing, well, not Aikman because they change every week Monday Night Football. When Greg Olsen or Tom Brady are doing four out of five Cowboy games, mm-hmm. that doesn't feel like spreading enough love to the league. It's got to be old for them. It's old for me watching the same TV announcers three straight weeks. I get the business decision, but one of the things Brian Windhorst talked about, a lot of people are like, we're bad about storytelling in sports now, and we need to get back to that. And why don't the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Cleveland Cavaliers get the love when First Take just wants to focus on the Lakers and the Yankees? And obviously, you got to play the hits. You got to do what's best for business. When do you decide to give that love to other interesting teams that aren't necessarily the big dog?
And that, though, I mean, yes, in a perfect world, Windhorst is right. You got to get back to storytelling. But the problem is that the moment college sports became lucrative, people can talk now about, oh, well, you know, it's not the same as it was. Well, it's not when it was the same, it wasn't the same. In the 90s, college football was not the same as it was in the 70s and the 60s, right? It became big business. It became money. And the same thing here, like, you know, yeah, like media should not be about, you should not, like ESPN should not cover the NBA more than the Major League Baseball because they're in bed with them.
Right.
They should cover what, you know,
what
the story is, right? So that's where he's right. But the reality is that ESPN is a business first, and that's the problem. Media should never be business first. It should be media first, but it's not. So it's a perfect world thing, but that's the reality. This is strike three for the Cowboys. Strike one was Vegas, 7.5 win total. Not buying into them. Look at their preseason odds. Look at their game by game betting lines. That's strike one. Strike two was the NFL giving them like four noon games. They never get four noon games in a year. And then strike three was Fox and Netflix. Netflix put them at the noon game, saying, you know what?
Yeah.
We think that Lions Vikings with a rookie quarterback going into Detroit is a better game than who is it? Is it Cowboys Commanders?
Mm-hmm.
We think that's a better game than arguably what has been told to us for 5 decades is the best rivalry in the NFL. We think Detroit and Minnesota is a better game.
I will almost guarantee it'll be different in 2026. They're going to do this in 2025. Fox is going to go like, we're going to spread the love a little bit. And then they're going to look at it and go, no, we want the Cowboys games back. Because for as much feedback as they get of Cowboy fatigue or whatever else, it's the same like we get here. All the Cowboy fatigue claims we get here, that's still what people... We go post the Cowboys videos on the YouTube channel. The Stars are in the middle of a playoff run. We can post a Stars video that'll get 1,500 views. We post a Cowboys video of just like, hey, let's do a list randomly from CBS. It's 17,000 views. Like, the Cowboys are still the Cowboys. They're still the draw. And as much as people claim to hate the Yankees, the Cowboys, the Lakers, they are still the Yankees, the Cowboys, and the Lakers. Yep. And that's what nationally people want to watch.
Aaron Rodgers' golf game maybe playing into the schedule.
Well, it's golf game for sure. They said that the Steelers, one of the reasons why they're not in prime time in week one is the Aaron Rodgers situation. And that he has not signed on with any team. And Mike North, who's like the czar of the scheduling, told Florio that, bro, we can't put him out there. We don't know who their quarterback is. We don't know what kind of team they're going to be. If they have Aaron Rodgers, they're absolutely on a primetime game in the opening weekend, whether it was, you know, whether they were going to be in the mix to play Philadelphia or whether or not they were going to go to Brazil or whoever, right? Not the case this year. So because they didn't have any decision from Aaron Rodgers, they had to keep him away from it.
And there were conflicting reports out of Pittsburgh that he had joined this
golf course. It was Andrew Filippone first reported it, and then somebody else said, no, I called up. So who knows? Who knows, right? But that was the initial report. I don't know what's better, golf course membership source off or the following the tail number of an airplane in college sports for who the next coach is going to be.
Or the real estate broker.
Or the real estate broker. Those are the three. Those are the three big ones.
I don't know why to that point.
I have to apologize to Adam Schefter, by the way. Weeks and weeks and weeks ago, he was like, make a decision. Come on already. And I was like, dude, we haven't gotten that far into it. Well, we have gotten now really far into it. So Schefter ultimately was right.
Why is the NFL still worrying about how they're going to slot primetime games based on Aaron Rodgers? Like, Aaron Rodgers, I get, is still, he is a big pull for the stuff he does with McAfee. He is a big off the field interest for people, but I don't feel like people were like tuning into Jets games en masse last year.
Well, why? We just had the Cowboy conversation. Why on Get Up were the Jets on there nonstop? I know Mike Greenberg is a Jets fan. Mm-hmm. They're doing it because there's some type of ratings attraction and pull.
Sure, on the I get the discussion point, but the actual games he plays, I don't feel like people were seeking out watching Rodgers play last year. Like, even early in the season before things went sideways.
Right. I think, you know, new team, new city, you know, people have faith.
Pittsburgh, the Steelers.
Yeah, people have, they have
that's
a big
draw.
They have faith in Mike Tomlin. They have faith in the Steelers that they'll be a stabilizing force. Maybe he's better second year up to the ankle or
we
Achilles.
Got social media. So is this happening? Like, what is taking so long?
Well, I think he's trying to draw New Orleans in maybe now. Although, right. Why? If you're Rodgers, New Orleans is not ready to win.
No.
You got Kellen Moore. You're ready to win.
Yeah. There you go. But, like, you just go to Pittsburgh, man. You know, we got off-season workouts happening. Let's go.
The Indianapolis.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Colts apologize for their Tyreek Hill inclusion of their schedule release. Even with Tyreek Hill, I thought that was Tyreek right there on Central.
Yeah, I heard that car. It sounded like him.
You hear that car whizzing by right there?
Tyreek on Twitter. Should have left it up, Colts. This was funny. He's one of us. He's one of us. He's a...
And this is what the Dolphin wearing number 10 pulled over by the Coast Guard.
So the Colts schedule release video was a Minecraft video. And, you know, they had a Dolphin wearing a number 10 jersey, and it said Hill on top, being stopped by the Coast Guard. Detained. Detained. So, I'll just give more detail.
Same exact detail.
No.
What did you say different?
Minecraft.
He got you.
I got him. See, that's right. That's why you're my guy. That's right.
Yo, man.
You only listen to what I think I say.
I was just trying to chime in. I was not
you only
trying
listen to
know,
things I
less.
Say. I like okay.
Try less, like normal.
So... Tyreek is like, this is funny. And it is funny. It's objectively funny.
Tyreek Hill made fun of this whole situation 3 hours after he got arrested when he scored a touchdown and he used it as his touchdown celebration. It's fair game. You can make a joke about it.
The bigger issue is the Microsoft IP thing.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
So the Colts, they infringed on Microsoft's Minecraft rights without permission. The Chargers got permission when they did it. So the Colts are like, we're just going to do Minecraft.
Yeah.
And it's Microsoft's rights, and they didn't get the permission.
Oh.
And Flory, of course, wrote all about that. So, little erasing of the video from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. That whole, by the way, the over enforcement of copyrights, like, it's just a stupid schedule release video.
I know.
Like, you're not having your brand harmed by that.
It's actually probably helping your brand.
If anything, yeah.
Today is Belichick Strahan Day.
That's right.
The sit-down interview, we got to get the exact time. I tried to go ahead and Google when it was happening, but old Bill is going to sit down with Michael Strahan. Where do you want to start here with these Belichick cuts? You want to go Pablo or you want to go Bill?
Ooh. I think let's go Bill.
Okay. Bill Belichick sitting down with ESPN, and he was asked about his girlfriend.
All of the specifics aside, because a lot has come out in the last couple of days, how do you think that impacts your ability to coach this football team, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, really off to the side. It's a personal relationship, and she doesn't have anything to do with UNC football. I'm excited to be back in the coaches' meetings and getting ready for, you know, June and then August when we get to training camp. So June will be a big recruiting month for us, and then August we'll start getting ready for the season.
Pablo Torre, who broke this, Choppy, went on WEEI, and he's double-checking some timelines, saying Jordan Hudson was around the Patriots when Bill was there.
Something people may not know that I didn't even have time for in the episode is that the first time people spotted Jordan Hudson around the Patriots, around Bill Belichick, was when he was the coach of the Patriots in the fall of 2021. It wasn't 2023. They've known about her showing up. As early as the fall of 2021, she was sitting, I was told, in Bill's outdoor seats at Gillette. Yeah, I think they're in section 120-ish, maybe, like end zone view. She was spotted in those seats as early as that. And so the question of, like, who is this person coming around now? What's her deal? What does she want? These videos are leaking. Wait a minute. Now she's making a series of behind-the-scenes disasters, showing up at commercial shoots, uninvited, scripted, million-dollar things, not even the Dunkin' Donuts thing, but the Underdog commercial in which she says, I got an idea, comes and shows up with a yellow polka dot bikini on and says, I'm ready for the scene that I want to direct effectively.
Wow.
And people have to, like, as I was told in the episode, create a scene that they put on a camera that may or may not have been on even to satisfy Belichick, who's standing right there. Belichick's watching all of this. Totally normal looking. This is what I say. Like, Belichick's been around to watch all of it. He's not, as much as you can say he's not online, he was on.
Mulaney made the joke.
There.
Man, this is like 2021. She was 20 years old. She can't even legally drink. I don't care about age stuff with you. You're 60. You want to date 25. If you guys love each other, you can't help. You can't help who you fall in love with. I have nothing in common with somebody who can't drink legally, though. If I can't go to happy hour with you, that's where I draw the line. I have nothing in common with you.
The interview props I got from Vegas and Bet Online are ridiculous and hysterical. But the number one thing we need to focus on for today's interview, how many questions will Strahan ask about Jordan Hudson? The over-under is 1.5.
Oh, God, over.
Well, it's going to be 2, and that's it.
Yeah, it was 2. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, 2.
So we need to figure out and find out when that is.
Now,
do follow-ups count?
I was going to say, would they count a follow-up of like, hey, clarify this, or do they need two like separate questions of like, hey, this is one topic, right. This is one topic?
I think you got to count to clarify.
I think you got to, too. By the way, Belichick's seats are in the end zone? That's the best they could do for him?
No, his outdoor seats. So he's got a suite, and he's got outdoor seats.
Okay.
Two words on the home of the Rangers. Jacob freaking DeGrom. I know that's 3. Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.